the history of our Lord's suffering, the third part. And when they had sung a hymn, Jesus went out, as he was accustomed, across the brook Kidron to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples followed him. And he said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." But Peter said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble, yet I will not be." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you that today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he spoke more vehemently, "If I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said likewise. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. And Jesus said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me, so that you do not fall into temptation." And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down, fell on his face, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." And he came to his disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words, "Father, if it is your will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow, he said to them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, he who betrays me is at hand. But pray lest you enter into temptation." And immediately while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, having received a band of soldiers and officers from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, went before them and came with lanterns, torches, with swords, and with clubs. And the betrayer had given them a signal, saying, "Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Take him and lead him away safely." Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Then, as soon as he had said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, whom are you seeking? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, of these whom you gave me, I have lost none. And Judas drew near to Jesus to kiss him. And immediately he went up to Jesus and said, greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, friend, why have you come? Are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss, Judas? Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. When those around him saw what was going to happen, they said to him, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his ear. The servant's name was Malchus. And Jesus said to Peter, put your sword into the sheath, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me? How then will the Scriptures be fulfilled that it must be thus? Then Jesus answered and said, permit even this. And he touched the servant's ear and healed him. In that hour, Jesus said to the chief priests, captains of the temple, and elders who had come out to him, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness, so that the Scriptures might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And a certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body. And the young men laid hold of him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. The word of the Lord.